Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the shadow of deteriorating renewable dreams, the story of solar energy harvesting has morphed into an eerie saga of disillusion. Skylight Illusions, the refracted truth of solar harvesting, penetrates the facade of sustainable resurgence through solar innovation and sheds light on the grim underbelly of this green enterprise. The inception of solar technology was a beacon of hope, a promissory whisper of a clean, sustainable future. Yet, from the expansive fields of warped and faded solar panels to towering piles of e-waste, we now stumble upon the harrowing evidence that solar, too, falls victim to our own hubris. "We reached for the sun, but grasped only the dust," states a former industry insider, giving voice to the countless disillusioned in this unsettling dystopia. Like an illusory oasis, the reality of solar power has proven to be a mirage for a humanity parched of foresight. The dream began nobly enough, with vast arrays of photovoltaic cells spread in arid deserts and atop city skyscrapers, capturing the sun's rays and turning them into electrical currents. Yet, these 21st century alchemists soon confronted an inescapable truth. The materials and processes involved in their craft were not spun from sunshine and idealism alone. They were grounded in the extraction of finite resources, bonded with toxic chemicals, and bore the blemish of high-carbon manufacturing methods. Our investigation reveals how the early success of solar energy catalyzed a problematic cycle, a growing dependency on rare earth minerals and recycling processes that are neither clean nor efficient. With a bitter twist of irony, the very activity designed to reduce our environmental footprint began to stamp down a new one, sometimes deeper than that left by fossil fuels. The manufacturing of panels, batteries, and associated technology has now contributed significantly to environmental degradation in sectors once seen as untarnished by the traditional energy behemoths. Amid the wasteland of our ambition, irony festers like an open wound. Reports from the coast reveal that solar technology, initially installed to save our cities from fossil fuel pollution, now lies semi-submerged in the rising tides. Glass and metal shimmer below the water's surface, a fractured reminder of what once represented deliverance. And so, it seems, our efforts to combat the climate catastrophe have been a mere drop in the ocean. The pursuit of solar has not been the remedy we had once imagined, but rather a chapter in a greater anthology of human error. Green energy systems, once hailed as the righteous path, have grown into unwieldy giants of consumption and waste. The cleaning up of solar's tarnished shield is no small feat. It requires disruptive innovation, expansive changes in policy, and perhaps most critically, a shift in societal values. Still, within this skeletal framework of a dream, the possibility of redemption appears not only unlikely, but implausible. As the curtain falls on our solar saga, we are forced to confront an uncomfortable question. Did our belief in technology to save us from climate disasters simply distract us from the necessary cultural and behavioral changes? Have we been chasing a high-tech illusion while sinking ever deeper into the mire of environmental decay? We find ourselves entrapped in a vicious cycle, forever reaching for solutions in the sky, while our foundation crumbles beneath us. Skylight illusions might compel us to peer through our reflections in the glassy surfaces of abandoned panel fields and consider the possibility that in our quest for light, we lost our way in the darkness.